as the presence of the kingdom enters into conflict with the works of darkness. There has to come an application of the triumph and the power of the blood of Christ through His cross to that given situation. When you, under the power of the Spirit, when you declare the cross of Jesus Christ and its triumph, you are invading enemy territory. A sound theology. That means a solid grasp on the Word of God will give you a place to stand firm.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Well, hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day or evening to give us a listen, and I pray that what we have to say here will be a blessing to you and a spiritual benefit as well. Today we're talking about the subject, What is True Deliverance Ministry? So let me start out by saying that deliverance ought not to be a narrow term in anybody's mind. Everything that our Lord does in freeing us is considered deliverance. See, Jesus is our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer. The essence of the Greek word soter, S-O-T-E-R, soter, that's translated savior in English. So soter is deliverer, healer, and rescuer. The gospel of the kingdom of God is to go forth with power. And the power backing it up is the person of Jesus, his triumph on the cross, and the victory of his resurrection. So, again, we're talking about what is true deliverance ministry. It is balanced ministry in the Word and by the power of the Spirit. Think about it. During Jesus' ministry on earth, the power of the Holy Spirit manifested in people being freed from whatever affliction they had. The power of the Holy Spirit was being ministered through Jesus into the lives of people to set them free. And as a result, people came in droves. They came looking for Jesus and for that power of the Spirit upon his life. Where Jesus' ministry is exalted, dear one, in the same way today, people will come. If you have a ministry where people are being freed, people will come. People are hungry for truth, especially today, because truth sets them free. There are people who are hungry only for liberty, but they don't want to grow in the truth, okay? There are people who would like to come just for information. They want truth, but they don't want to be free. They want to increase their knowledge, but they don't want that which exacts of them an openness toward ongoing transformation or deliverance in their lives. You have both groups in the Church of Jesus Christ. The Lord has called us to balanced ministry in the Word. He's calling us to balanced ministry in the Bible and by the power of the Spirit. It's a challenge to be willing to contend for both things in your life. Solid truth needs to become releasing and dynamic, opening up to the freeing work of Jesus Christ in our lives. So let's talk about Jesus' approach to ministry for just a moment or two. In Luke 4, verse 18, Jesus says that Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, attests to his own ministry. A couple of these statements are significant to this study. Jesus said, he came to preach the gospel to the poor, to give recovery of sight to the blind. He came to preach deliverance to the captive and to set at liberty those that are bruised. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the wrap-up statement of the other five. To preach deliverance to the captives and to set at liberty those that are bruised specifically addresses two different facets of human dilemma. Those are bondage and bruising. Let's look at bondage first. Bondage has to do with the things that cause the soul to become bound up in emotional or mental torment. Bondage can also be physical. But the ministry of physical healing is for another study, okay? Bondage in a believer's life comes when the fiery darts of the wicked one have successfully penetrated the mind or emotions, causing torment. Bondage also comes from the residue of a believer's past or that which is a direct result of satanic attack on the personality. Now let's talk about bruising. Bruising is not necessarily the result of the devil's specific work, but the personality is deeply affected by it. In both the physical and the emotional and mental dimensions, a bruise happens either because of something you bump into or because of what some person did to you. Just as a person gets up in the night and bumps into a chair. While you were groping around in the dark, you bumped into something. Bruises in the personality don't go away like they do in the body. There needs to be a setting at liberty from that. You can often recognize a person with a bruised personality the same way you recognize a physical bruise. You reach over to pat them on the arm as an encouragement, but they draw back because they were hurt. Your gracious and friendly approach is turned away from because the person has bruises from their past that they may not even recognize in themselves. So Jesus came to set at liberty, to set free those that are bruised. That means some hindrances that torment people require a setting at liberty ministry, a deliverance ministry. Jesus came against the powers of the devil, the driving out of oppressive works of darkness is not limited to human personalities, but includes geographic regions, as we see in Ephesians 6. As the presence of the kingdom enters into conflict with the works of darkness, there has to come an application of the triumph and the power of the blood of Christ through his cross to that given situation. When you, under the power of the Spirit, when you declare the cross of Jesus Christ and its triumph, you are invading enemy territory. A sound theology, that means a solid grasp on the Word of God, will give you a place to stand firm. and the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ provides the resource to draw on. Both of those things must be applied with an aggressive stance in prayer and ministry, recognizing that you're not going to have any different kind of ministry than Jesus. The message of the kingdom doesn't gain victory except where the authority of Jesus Christ is applied. The binding and loosing was accomplished at the cross, but now it is up to us to apply it to this earth scene. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus said, "Whenever the kingdom enters a situation, then there's the evicting of works of darkness at whatever dimension those demonic presences are involved. The ministry of the word, as we go forth in the power of the Spirit, will bring liberty wherever we go." Dear one, it's so important to discern the different areas of bondage you're dealing with. Otherwise, deliverance all falls into one confusing blur. For example, you don't need to cast demons out of an unbeliever. That person needs to come to Jesus first. When a believer is oppressed, they may not need the ministry of release from the satanic. They just may need to come to terms with their own flesh and learn to walk in obedience and discipline to Jesus' discipleship principles. Other resources point to discerning the spectrum of deliverance, but loved one, the ministry of deliverance is needed now more than ever before, I truly believe. We need the ministry of deliverance in our day and age, desperately. Father God, I pray for those who are listening today, those who may be bound in whatever area of life that's just coming against them and oppressing them and depressing them and holding them down, holding them back, discouraging them, beating upon them like a storm. Their house is rocking and swaying, but Father God, I pray that their house is built on a rock. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, that you would set this person free who is listening today, who may be struggling with pornography, with impure thoughts, with an impure lifestyle, with a terrible temper, with alcoholism, drug abuse. Someone who is the cause of an abusive relationship. First of all, Father, forgive them, I pray. I pray that they would come to the cross and cast themselves down before you and humble themselves under your mighty hand and cry out to you for forgiveness. And Father God, then I pray that you would also set them free from the bondage of the enemy that has held them down for so long. Be freed. In Jesus' name, for who the Son sets free is free indeed. Be freed now in His mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. If you have prayer requests, dear one, send them to me. Send them to me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. I will pray over your prayer request, and I will write back to you. I will send you a word of encouragement, and rest assured, I will pray with and for you, in agreement with you. And we'll watch God do great and mighty things in your life. Praise God. Also, you can go to our website to check out all of our books and sermons, resources. You will be blessed, I promise. And pastors, I would ask you to please go to our website as well to look at all of our info and resources and go to our testimonials page to see what other pastors have to say about our ministry. And I would ask you to please consider inviting me to come and minister and speak in your church. I will lift you up as the man and woman of God leading that church. I will become a friend to you and a prayer partner. And I come in there preaching no other message but the message of the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's where our victory is. That's the center of our faith. I ain't bragging on me. I'm bragging on my Jesus. But God is doing wonderful and mighty things in our services all across America. So please, Pastor, give me some prayerful consideration to come and minister in your church. Thank you. And thank everybody. I thank you all for listening to this podcast today. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may God always have a smiling countenance toward you, and may He grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May God give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, workplace, and may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.